the top of the Idea Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crap-infest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul. Online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. Started there with great, great, great stuff from Dan Hartman. The Dan Hartman solo stuff from the disco days is really pretty darn wonderful. And that there, the little 45 version of Instant Replay from 1978. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past. It's a graduate level course in pop, if you've never heard such a thing before. And this week, for the next 86 minutes, I have nothing in particular planned. And really, for the first time in a long time, I'm actually looking for some input from you guys. Requests. I think you should send them to me. Don't phone them in, because I'm not answering the phone. Instead, you can send me emails to ronatcrapfromthepast.com, or you can go to the Crap from the Past group on Facebook. That's right. ronatcrapfromthepast.com or the Crap from the Past group on Facebook. And now, something from I guess they're English. I don't know much about them. A group called The Look and a song from 1980 called I Am the Beat on Crap from the Past.
From the past.
Let me tell you about the girl I know. She's been to Paris, France, and she can really dance. And I got spin stop, she's got no stop. She beats you up and then she lets you drop. Listen. She's really hip, she's overload. I got straight shooters, she's got
That there, the one hit, one, well, hit, one song wonder, OXO and Whirly Girl from 1983, a song I deeply enjoy. And to demonstrate that I'm actually playing requests tonight, I got a request from Tyler, who's logged into the Crap from the Past group on Facebook, wanted to hear something from Captain Sensible. Here's What from 1982 on Crap from the Past.
This morning I was feeling fine, but this cat starts banging, man, what a swine. So I called reception, but to no avail. That's why I'm telling you this sorry tale. It went bang, I said shut up. It went bang, I said wrap up. Well, I'm aware that the guy must do his work, but the paunch of a man drove me berserk. He said captain, I said what? He said captain, I said what? I like most are the ones undressed. Well, hello, Adam, where you been? I said, stand aside, cause I'm a feeling mean. I had a gut full of you and I'm a feeling bad. But you're an ugly old pirate and ain't I glad? He said, captain, I said, what? He said, captain, I said, what? He said, captain, I said, what? He said, captain, I said, what you want?
Disco music is like a bad cold that won't go away. The best thing to do is ignore it.
On Crap from the Past.
She's back. wish you'd use me. You'd be crazy, father PC, if you knew all the love and you're missing. When I'm older, tied down, crazy, all right, and there's nothing left to ever be.
That there, that's a fine song from Donny Iris from 1982, My Girl. And that there was going out to Chris, who's listening in Lakeville and always listens down in Lakeville. Lakeville, Minnesota. It's a little too far to be considered a suburb of Minneapolis, but it's far enough away, and it's far enough away so that I'm always amazed that he can pick up KFAI at all. Wanted to hear Do You Compute from Donny Iris, but I didn't bring that tonight. My Girl, as close as I could get. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. Next week's. Let me talk 2 seconds about next week's show. You know how we keep talking about Colin from England. He's originally from Liverpool, knows lots and lots and lots about Liverpool music. And he's probably KFAI's most devoted listener. Listens to a bunch of shows. Considering he lives like 5, 6, 7 time zones away, it's pretty amazing. And for Crap from the Past, he gets up at something like 4:30 in the morning over in England. So that would be 6 hours. 6 hour time difference. That on a Saturday morning, no less. Yikes. Well, next week, Thrill of Thrills, Colin will be hosting Crap from the Past. He recorded it at some studio over in England, maybe in his basement, maybe at some other studio. I'm not really sure. He pieced it all together. He's got 90 minutes of material, and he'll be hosting Crap from the Past next week. It should be pretty darn awesome. So stay tuned. Well, stay tuned to KFAI continuously in the 144 hours between now and then. Did I do the math right? I don't think it's 144 hours. And 168. I'm too lazy to actually do mathematics on the weekend. Now, two versions of a particular song, and it's not a song you're going to recognize. When, I have no way to actually check on this, but as I understand it, you write a song, this is 20, 25 years ago, you write a song, you shop it around, you try and find people to record your song, and then they record your song, you get publishing royalties from it. It's good. Holly Knight did a bunch of this when we talked to Holly Knight years and years and years ago. She was an expert at shopping her songs around, getting them recorded by really good people. Nuts. I think Eddie Schwartz. I can't remember who actually wrote this song. Crap. But somebody who wrote this song shopped it around. It landed on a Paul Carrack album, and it landed on a Ronnie Milsap album at exactly the same time, which is neat. And I don't know which one came first or whether they both came out at the same time or what the deal was. I just know that I have two versions of the song, came out at the same time. One aimed squarely at pop audiences, one aimed sort of at the country popish audience that Ronnie Milsap was hitting in 1988. I'm going to play both of them back to back because I don't think I've ever done this here on Crap from the Past. From 1988, this is a fine song called Button Off My Shirt by Paul Carrack, followed by another version of the song on Crap from the Past.
Baby, you Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Rice Street Music Memorabilia at 2768 Rice Street, offering a variety of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl, including early rock and roll, soul, R&B, country, folk, and jazz. More information at ricestreetmusic.com or at 651-756-7027.
on my shirt. Just an everyday distraction.
You'd be overreacting if you think that I'm still hurt.
You're just a button off of my shirt. And someday I will replace you.
I don't care what I have lost. You got what you deserve.
Like the button off of my shirt. Just an everyday distraction.
Nice. That's how the 45 ends there. Button off my shirt. Two versions of the song. You just heard the one from Ronnie Millsap from 1987. And before that, the poppier one from Paul Carrack from released in 87, but it was a single in 88. So they came out at the same time. Don't know which came first, but the song was shopped around by the guys who wrote it. I found their names. Graham Lyle and Billy Livesey. I know Graham Lyle. Gallagher and Lyle, I think, was a not-so-successful recording duo in the late 70s there. Nice to see them shopping around the song, though. A well-written pop song, and I don't know if it crossed over to country at all. You'd have to ask the great Ken Hippler for that. Who's Ken Hippler? Why, he's just the host of Good and Country Saturday afternoons here on KFAI. Never heard Good and Country? My, oh my, you got some listening to do. Saturday afternoons on KFAI. Great stuff from Good and Country. Thank you, Ken. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis 106.7 FM, St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I host this silly show called Crap from the Past, and we play a lot of, I don't want to say bad pop music, we play older pop music. Some of it's good, most of it's good, to be fair. Some of it, very, very bad. And you guys can pretty well decide which. I'm taking requests tonight, but not on the phone. So the handful of you who called, don't call. I'm telling you not to call, and I'm deliberately not giving out the phone number. Instead, do something that I will definitely respond to. Send me emails to ron@crapfromthepast.com or go on the extremely lively Crap from the Past group on Facebook. There's a lot of people on there tonight. Let's see. Well, Chris and that other Chris and Joey and Tyler and no Colin. I guess Colin's sleeping in. it's five in the morning in England in real time, so I'll cut him a little bit of slack here. Who wanted to hear this? Let me see here. Chris wanted to hear Jungle Boy by Baltimora. Now, that's almost quite right, and I know what you're asking for, but it gives me an excuse to wander off into the forest, as I have been known to do. There were two Tarzan jungle-like songs that came out within just like 3 or 4 months of each other in 1986, which was confusing for all parties concerned, especially for a guy named John Eddy, because he had the less successful single of the two. I'll play both of those, just because I can. From the summer of 1986, John Eddy and Jungle Boy on Crap from the Past.
Yeah.
Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
There, Baltimora from 1986, and it later turned into a Listerine commercial. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. How about some crate digging? Happy to do it. This is a group called Starguard from 1979. Wear It Out on Pat from the Past.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, New Year's Eve is coming up fast, and you should spend New Year's Eve with someone you love, namely me, Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, the host of Crap from the Past here on KFAI. On Friday, December 31st, from 10:30 to midnight, Crap from the Past throws a New Year's Eve party to knock your socks off. So pack extra socks and tune in to Crap from the Past to celebrate New Year's Eve right here on KFAI.
Another holiday. Well, you walk straight ahead, but you look to your right. Cut your eyes down low, but you hold your head high. A holla, holla, ho, and a holla, holla, hey, another holiday.
Reach the sun and send you. Takes me far away. Distant lands and I'm so far away. I don't know where we don't go. Take my hand, I'll show you the way. Pack your bags and sail away.
Well, I quit my job and I got no car, and my 18 feet won't take me that far.
Hey, my song's fading out. How do you like that? The Other Ones. And The Other Ones didn't really have very many hits here. We Are What We Are was the first single that they released in the U.S. in 1987, and it didn't do much at all. Then they released Holiday, as it was called here in the U.S. It was called Another Holiday over in Europe. Bigger hit in Europe than it was over here, but catchy record nonetheless, and that's what I played for you right there. And that's what Chris wanted to hear down in Lakeville tonight. See? All you have to do is go to the Crap from the Past group on Facebook, and you can get your requests on the air. Something you'd like to hear? Go to Crap from the... Well, you can either send me email. That's old school. And that's as old as I get because I don't answer the phone. Nope. Ron at crapfromthepast.com or the Crap from the Past group on Facebook. And now, Alice Cooper goes new wave. Most definitely. From 1980, this is Alice Cooper and Clones We're All on Crap from the Past.
I'm a clone. I'm living, I'm fine. KFAI is now accepting donations for our spring record, CD, and DVD sale. Bring in your unwanted LPs, CDs, and DVDs and help support your community radio station. Donations are tax deductible and will be accepted Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The last day for donations is Wednesday, November 17th. Please be sure that items are in good condition. For more information on donating your records, CDs, and DVDs, you can go to kfai.org.
So begins a long, long, long fade out. Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, a remake done there very nicely, actually, in 1978 by Santa as Esmeralda, as they called themselves. I like that. That's fun and disco-y. That's right. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. I feel like I need some soul. Wherever shall I find some soul? Let There Be Luther from 1981, his first big solo single, Never Too Much. God, and that's how I feel about this song. I can never hear this thing often enough. And so I shall keep talking until the vocals start. It's called Hitting the Post, and we like to do it as often as we can here on Crap from the Past. Dang it, I missed. I didn't realize that was there. I'm just going to keep talking then, improvising and ad-libbing as is my wont. This is an incredibly long ramp on this song. Oh, well. Crap from the Past on KFAI.
Love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love that you see. There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Oh, my love, a thousand kisses from you is never too much. I just don't wanna stop. Oh, my love, a million days in your arms is never too much. Never too much. Woke up today, looked at your picture just to get me started. You up, but you weren't there, and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up, and to my surprise, there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you, cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble, and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way, and yet this is only the
have your attention, please, for an important announcement. KFAI is charting its future course with a new strategic plan. This plan will cover such themes as station governance, marketing, fundraising, community outreach, programming, and the Internet. Are your favorite ideas included? Do you want them to be? Then it's important for you to come to the public work session to help develop this plan. The listening tour is over, and it's time to get to work. Join us on Wednesday evening, November 10th at 6:30 at the Rondo Community Library on the corner of Dale and University Avenue in St. Paul. For more information, go to kfai.org/plan.
At the time when this thing came out, it felt like it was too smart for the radio. A song called Waiting Game by Swing Out Sister from the second Swing Out Sister album that came out in 1989. I should rephrase that. From the second Swing Out Sister album, which was released in 1989. Both of them didn't come out in 1989. I am such a grammatical stickler. It ruined my story. Where was I going with that? Oh, it sounded too smart for pop radio. To give you an idea, the stuff that was at the top of the charts when this thing actually came out, Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler, I'll Be Loving You Forever by New Kids on the Block, Soldier of Love by Donny Osmond, Every Little Step by Bobby Brown, Patience from Guns N' Roses, stuff like that. So Waiting Game, a little too sophisticated for pop radio, I think, and didn't do well at all here in the U.S., and I don't know what it did overseas. But a fine song. Fine, fine, fine. I just love it to death. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, feeling kind of fine. 26 minutes left here on Crap from the Past before Simon comes in and burns the place down with True Brit. Have you ever heard True Brit? You should. It's good for you. It's fun. It's basically very similar to my show, except British and a little less straight up the middle pop, more rock stuff. It's good. Tune in. And that starts at midnight here on KFAI. Stay tuned, won't you? And if you miss it, you can go back and hear everything you need at the KFAI archives at KFAI.org. Guy Fawkes. That's right. So, I guess that's the end of. So Colin is actually listening now. Daylight saving time kicked in a little earlier in England than it did here. So my show started tonight at 3:30 in the morning, and Colin is listening now. Nice. He says somebody set off the last of their fireworks and woke him up at this wee early hour over in England. So happy Guy Fawkes Day, I guess, if that's appropriate. Sure, why not? So, Crap from the Past. All right, I think that covers all the bases there. Eric B. and Rakim. Oh, so much greatness. And the Paid in Full album by itself, a fine album. But what pushes the thing over the top, and in this case, it's way over the top, is a remix done by Cold Cut, a British, I guess he's considered an artist. I don't actually know who's in Cold Cut. I'm going to assume. Maybe it's just one guy. I don't know. But they're house music. So they took Paid in Full, a rap track from Eric B. and Rakim. And boy, did they have fun with it. They turned it into a giant sound collage, which is really pretty remarkable. And even more remarkable sounding when this thing actually came out in 87. Because there wasn't a whole lot like this at all. Pump Up the Volume by Mars was still about a year away. So this was blazing new territory that had never been blazed before. So what I'm going to play you here, the full 7 minutes of madness is how it's billed. A remarkable 12-inch single from Eric B. and Rakim. It's the Cold Cut remix of Paid in Full on Crap from the Past.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Would you mind saying that again?
You make me feel so good.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh, my God. The music just turns me on.
of a master plan. Death with the record, death with the record, thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I thrive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
You go to your girl's house and I go to mine. My girl is definitely mad because it took us too long to do this album. Yo, I hear what you're saying. So let's just pump the music up and count our money. Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking. And we out of here.
Pump up the volume.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
Yeah.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
An experienced DJ will take you on a trip. He'll have you dancing to the next record before you know he's playing it.
On Crap from the Past.
time I listen to that song with headphones, I am always reminded of how ridiculously overproduced it is. Maybe in a good way, but Tears for Fears, or I guess Roland Orzabal, since Kurt Smith had split with him at that point. Break It Down Again actually turned out to be a decent-sized hit when it came out in the summer of 1993. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to Crap from the Past. So much pop music, so little time, and it looks like we're down to about the last 12 minutes of Crap from the Past before True Brit takes the airwaves in right here on KFAI. And now, Rupert Hine. You've heard me talk about Rupert Hine. Fine producer. Fine producer, actually. And let's see. I should give you some examples. The early Howard Jones stuff. Things like New Song. I don't know if he did New Song, but Things Can Only Get Better was definitely Rupert Hine. He worked with Tina Turner on the big comeback album Private Dancer. Better Be Good to Me by Tina Turner. That's Rupert Hine. On the Loose by Saga. Don't Pay the Ferryman by Chris de Burgh. So those are all produced by this guy named Rupert Hine. It's not a name you hear very often. Well, what I found here is a fairly early production from Rupert Hine, or fairly early in his career, that is. He was paired up with the prog rock group Camel. And in 1979, he produced the I Can See Your House From Here album, which really isn't all that. But this song is pretty catchy. So what I'm going to play for you here, Camel, produced by Rupert Hine in 1979. And Your Love Is Stranger Than Mine, as heard only here on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
This is a very serious message. So all of you, please listen.
On Crap from the Past.
Why? It's not the man, but it's the marriage. drowned. So I walk the walk and wait with watchful eye out to the sky, looking for a kind of vessel I have never found.
Terrific little pop song. Came out in 2001, if you can believe that. Suzanne Vega and Widow's Walk is what it's called. Produced by Rupert Hine. That's where I was going with that. One song left, and I should tell you, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3, where am I? KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. How long have I been on this radio station? All right, True Brit is in next, but one song, and it's by an Englishman, which works out perfect. I like this, and it's also produced by Rupert Hine. This is Chris de Burgh from 1984, High on Emotion. See you next week. Bye.